Good morning and welcome to our service of Matins for the second Sunday of Lent. Let us begin. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. I will arise and go to my Father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now let us kneel to pray as we come to God in confession. Dearly beloved brethren, the Scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. For thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto all mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore, let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that we at the last may come into his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. An and how let us say together the Venite. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. World without end. Amen. Our first reading from the Old Testament comes from Genesis chapter 17. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai, my wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name, and I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. We come now to the psalm of the day, Psalm 22. Please join in with the alternate verses. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live for ever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none shall keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Gospel reading this morning comes from Mark chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. And Jesus began to teach that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly. And Peter took him, and began to rebuke him, But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savourest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man, if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father, and with the holy angels. We normally stand for the Jubilate Deo. O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. O go your way, into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. World without end. Amen. We normally stand for the Apostles' Creed facing the altar. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. We sit or kneel for prayer, and first some bidding prayers. For the nations, as we consider the power of the cult of consumerism, which is destroying the earth, the decline in America's affluence, and the aftermath of Brexit. So let us pray for the nations to repent, to turn again and follow God's ways of justice and peace. For the United Kingdom, let us pray for those who are suffering from COVID-19, those who care for them and their families. But let us also pray for those who are suffering because of the government's heavy-handed restrictions, and for each person as they decide whether or not to receive vaccination. As we read in the newspapers that there is a threat of eviction looming over 770,000 families, we pray for godly wisdom in decisions being made by landlords and their tenants. Let us ask God's favour on our family and friends, also healing for Jill Clark's fractured arm, and professional support for Faith and Ben Newton, their children, and Faith's parents, Hilary and Ian James. We must pray too for Prince Philip, at this time in hospital. We remember before God loved ones whose anniversaries fall at this time: Gladys Bridle, Desmond Jones, Richard Selby, Brenda Porch, Sarah Corden, Angela Abel, Philip Taylor, Ronald Luce, Irene Godsell. And we remember those who've died recently: June Rosamond Rees and Patricia Stacey. Now let us say together from the lectionary, the Collect. Almighty God, you show to those who are in error the light of your truth, that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant to all those who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's religion that they may reject those things that are contrary to their profession, and follow all such things as are agreeable to the same. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We say together, O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who hast safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant us that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that in all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that which is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty, King of kings and Lord of lords, the only ruler of princes, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers upon earth, most heartily beseech thee, with thy favour, to behold our most gracious Sovereign Lady, Queen Elizabeth, and so replenish her with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, that she may always incline to thy will and walk in thy way. Endue her plenteously with heavenly gifts. Grant her in health and wealth long to live. Strengthen her that she may vanquish and overcome all her enemies. And finally, after this life, she may attain everlasting joy and felicity. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, we humbly beseech thee to bless Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, Charles, Prince of Wales, and all the royal family. Endue them with thy Holy Spirit, enrich them with thy heavenly grace, prosper them with all happiness, and bring them to thine everlasting kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who alone workest great marvels, send down upon our bishops and curates and all congregations to committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honour of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, who hast given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication unto thee, and doth promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfil now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come life everlasting. Amen. Now let us bless one another in the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all, evermore. Amen. Well, on this, the second Sunday in Lent, we are moving closer towards Easter by considering Christian discipleship, which inevitably involves some self-denial and suffering, as we choose to go the way of the cross. To understand our gospel passage, we need to remember that the Jewish people were sure of being chosen and favoured by God, and yet their dreams of greatness had been frustrated. First of all, the Assyrians carrying off the 10 tribes that were subsequently lost forever. Then the Babylonians capturing Jerusalem and carrying away people into exile. After that came Greek invaders, and finally, the brutal occupation of the land by Roman soldiers. As the Jewish people reflected on all this, they came to believe that their only hope was for God to raise up an anointed one, in Hebrew a Messiah, and in Greek the Christ. Both words mean a new leader, the anointed one, who would utterly destroy the occupying forces and liberate God's chosen people. They must have reflected back that David the shepherd boy had become a mighty warrior and Israel's greatest king, so they just wanted the same to happen again. Peter had recently been able to recognise Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah who would liberate the Jews from their oppressors. So, when Jesus announced to his friends the shocking news of his imminent death, this caused them great confusion. Peter, as always the first to speak amongst the disciples, immediately protested, "God forbid it, Lord! This must never happen to you." Sadly, Jesus had to rebuke Peter, even going so far as to say, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." This incident raises the possibility that sometimes Satan might try to speak through one of us. Just imagine if your son or daughter came with an announcement that they felt God was calling them to serve in some costly way, perhaps as a missionary in Africa, or maybe just accepting a new job requiring them to move miles away from home. All parents naturally want to protect their children, even when they're grown up, and we may want to ask them to be more reasonable. But on the other hand, if God really is calling them, then let's be sure we don't get in the way. Jesus called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." This statement reminds me of our great leader, Winston Churchill, not that I was around at the time, who in the midst of the Second World War promised our nation blood, sweat and tears. Jesus came not to make life easier for us, but to transform our lives and the whole of creation into the greatness that he had first envisaged. As followers of Jesus, we can be sure that he won't be asking of us anything that he hasn't already done himself. As we know, 2,000 years ago, the world was a dark place. When Jesus resolved to give his life on the cross and try to put things right. And today the world is still dark. The Bible refers to this period between Jesus' glorious ascension to heaven and today as the last days. And I believe we are in what could be called the last days of the last days. We must be very careful not to read too much into the current pandemic and the restrictions, but the book of Revelation does speak of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, one of whom represents the plague. Certainly the government repeatedly using lockdown as well as other restrictions is giving us all a taste of what life could be like under a totalitarian dictatorship, even if it is for our own good. Our gospel reading draws to a close with Jesus proclaiming, "For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it." In this, surely Jesus is wanting us to stop trying to control our own destiny and instead to let him direct us day by day. His next sentence is particularly relevant to these last days of the last days. "For what good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his own soul?" Somehow, 2020 was a good year for the likes of multi-billionaires such as Elon Musk, Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg. It's reported that Jeff Bezos, who was already worth $183 billion, saw his fortune grow by another $68 billion during the course of last year. Well, let's hope they put this wealth to good use. So, this is the challenge for each of us during Lent and beyond. Am I willing to make the pursuit of God more important than anything, more important than the pursuit of pleasure? If we do decide to follow Jesus, we can know what it means to live abundantly in this life and to have eternal life to look forward to as well. Amen. And now the blessing. The love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill our hearts. And the blessing of the living God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen.